Wild Force, I believe.
Oh, I do remember that. Yeah,
they all the Red Rangers. Yeah, they all teamed up, and like they had like it was a mixed match of like villains, and like one of them was just a Beetleborg. Like, I don't think they say it was a Beetleborg.
They reused the stock costumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, they just
but we're not outfits. Talking about Beetleborgs right now.
Saban got sold by our Paramount Bottom.
Paramount Bottom?
Yeah,
I thought Hasbro did.
Or Hasbro, yeah.
Just now,
but they're making a new Power Ranger movie.
Yeah.
Guys, we've been recording this entire conversation.
Oh, wow. Shit. I mean, what?
Hello, and welcome to another episode of It Came From The Video Store. I'm one of your hosts. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And we're doing a 4th of July episode, and, well, me and Brandon have been waiting probably since last year to do this movie.
I think this was one of the movies, like, when we talked about doing a podcast, this was one of the movies that we, it was on our list.
Trust me, that list is not a good list.
It isn't.
It is the 1996 B film, Uncle Sam. You okay?
I'm moving spots for you, so I kick it.
I thought you had a little indigestion. It sounded like a hiccup.
Oh, also
you need a Tums? No, it's cool. I can edit this out. It's all right.
I wanted the case. No, because you always ask questions about something, and I got to look at the back of the case.
What's the tagline for this movie?
I got this. Uncle Sam. Wants you dead.
Now, me and Brandon have seen this movie a couple times. Matt literally just watched it for the first time today. Matt, just overall, what did you think of this movie?
Some good quality kills. It was shorter than I expected.
It's like an hour. Without the credits, it was like an hour and 15 minutes.
Did you read the back of the case?
No.
A star-spangled shocker from the creators of Maniac Cop.
That explains why that one guy played the detective.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Forrester or something.
Mark Forrester, I think. He's been in some other stuff. So the movie starts off with Master Sergeant Sam... was his name Forrester? Maybe that's what I'm thinking of, Forrester, or... Whatever, his name is Sam.
Sam.
He was shot down in friendly fire, and some privates or soldiers. See, I knew putting on Beetleborg.
Those glasses, man.
Idea.
I'm sorry. Those glasses.
I just
got
saw
my...
that image, and it's.
We're getting caught up in 90s nostalgia right now. Anyway,
we're watching the Beetleborgs.
Anyway, they think he's dead, burnt up in a helicopter, and then he just shoots the fuck out of these soldiers. And then, we meet this kid named Jody, and you find out Sam is his uncle, Uncle Sam.
Do you get it?
Do you get it, listeners?
Do you get it?
Matt gets it.
Yeah.
So you find out, like, he's really proud of his uncle. He wants to be a soldier.
America.
America! We also meet Isaac Hayes, who is a friend of Uncle Sam's, who is a veteran.
Zed?
Jed. I think his name is
Jed. Zed, whatever.
It's Jedediah. Jody is a little shithead, if you ask me, this entire movie. So he's at Show and Tell, and like this kid openly brings an ammo box to school. Like, it was nothing. Like, straight up has an ammo box. This was like, I guess before Columbine, but...
Yeah.
This is like back in the day at school. You could probably bring like a gun to school and
just get a slap on the wrist.
Who the fuck lets a kid walk in with a goddamn ammo box just full of fucking who knows what he has in there? But so like he's talking to the teacher about the war, and the teacher's like, yeah, well, he's like, he has to teach her why he didn't go to war.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, when I was, younger, it was Vietnam was going on, and a lot of people didn't believe in it, and blah, blah, blah. And, some of us, we even left the country because we just didn't want to believe to fight in a war that was senseless or something like that. And the Jody's like, my uncle calls you a coward. So fucking awkward. First of all, this kid openly talks about how his uncle died in class, like, it's middle of nowhere. Just out of nowhere. Yeah, my uncle died. Sympathy? Sympathy?
And hasn't, like, 3 years passed?
3 years have passed, yeah. Openly calls this kid a... openly calls this teacher a coward.
But it's okay, because he says, oh, I didn't say it, my uncle did.
He's still a fucking dick. That's so uncomfortable, because the guy doesn't even know what to say after that. They bring, so they find out Sam's dead. They bring him in a steel coffin, and all I can think about is zombie protection. You think so, but no. Jody and, I can't even read my own notes. Oh, so there's like a dinner with, what is it, Jody's mom's boyfriend?
The cop?
He's not the cop. The cop was dating his aunt.
Okay.
Either way, Jody can't dress for shit because he's wearing... This aggravated me. I don't know why, but he's got a purple or a blue and red striped shirt.
And camos.
And camo pants on. Fucking camouflage doesn't go with everything, okay? Trust me, I know this. Jody's, like, trying to get into the coffin to, like, see the body. I'm sorry. Everyone's just, like, mesmerized by Beetleborgs right now.
I totally forgot how much he looked like that one dude. That one talk show host.
Leno.
Yeah. Yeah, Flabber does look like...
Totally looks like Leno.
This episode's just going to turn into Beetleborgs. Yeah, Flabber looks like Jay and Leno mixed with Elvis. And a little bit of Liberace.
Yeah.
Is it Liver or Liberace?
Liberace.
Liberace.
Isn't his name sound like something like that? Like
Flabber? Hey, so in this movie, what happened to the sergeant who like told him that Sam was dead? Did he die at all?
He ended up with a casket, I think.
Yeah, we find out later on his body was put in the casket.
It was like an off death or off screen.
Off screen, I believe.
A lot of these kills were off screen.
Just get a casket, you end up in the casket.
So, we get,
do you get it?
Ha, hee, ha, ha, ha.
Yo, so, we get a scene in a graveyard with just, like, punk-ass Nazi teens just fucking spray-painting swastikas and burning American flags.
Imaginary lighter fluid.
Yeah, they're squirting lighter fluid on it and nothing's fucking coming out. That's the funniest fucking thing. They don't trust these kids. I don't trust them either. So, the whole time in this movie, I'm trying to figure out if Sam was a zombie or not. Because the way I remember this movie is I thought maybe you think it's him who's dead in the coffin, but it's not. Turns out he's a zombie. So, no explanation. He just comes back from the dead.
Yeah. You know, you think they do one of those things, you know like those people who can seem dead and they come back to life?
I want to be this person and point out that Sam's haircut is in regulations.
Eric, I want to point something out. I think this whole movie's not in regulation.
So, pretty much he starts killing people. I mean, this movie actually moved pretty quick.
Under an hour and a half.
It's only like an hour and 15 minutes. And as soon as the first kill happens, it's just like... A ball going downhill.
The balls are
rolling. It's a rolling stone. The first kill, which I think is my favorite, you get a woman changing in her bathroom with the biggest fucking window I've ever seen in a bathroom. No curtains, no blinds, and you get a Peeping Tom dressed up as in Uncle Sam's costume. Huh.
Peeping Sam. On stilts, no less.
On stilts. Just peering through the window, American, not American, Animal House style.
Mm-hmm.
How the hell did she not notice that, first of all?
Yeah.
That's creepy as itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sam chases him through the cemetery, and the dude bumps into the fakest looking branch I have ever fucking seen. Like, straight up, you could see the foam on it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
high quality.
Sam actually talks in this movie. Here and there.
So he says some creepy ass shit. I'll give him that.
Oh, we'll get to that. So he steals the costume, Uncle Sam costume, and then just you don't see, but you just hear butcher sounds of like,
shears.
Are they shears?
Oh, yeah. Shears.
Shears going off. You guys take. Well, Matt didn't take notes. Brandon, did you take a lot of notes on this?
Like a page.
I know.
Page and a half. Well, because we were watching it, and then we just watched it now we're recording, so I really didn't need that many notes. Most of my notes are puns and jokes.
I know. The first kill besides the guy in the stilts was, like, one of the Nazi teens.
Yeah.
Pretty much bombards him with, like, red, white, and blue spray paint.
Yeah, blinds him, and then he falls into Sam's
How dumb grave. Is that kid to not know what he's getting sprayed
wait,
with?
Wait, did you say the first kill was...
After the stilts.
Okay, I thought you said the teenager, then the stilts. Like, no.
So the kid falls and breaks his leg, and he's in a grave.
Such a shitty broken leg, too.
The fucking slowest death you can ever do to somebody is by hand bury them alive. Which, and then... The kid can't move because his leg's broken. But then explain to me, when it shows him finishing, the hand is sticking through the ground, and it's, like, still moving, like he's standing.
Mm-hmm.
Physics.
Yeah. They didn't think this through.
If anything, as he's, like, shoveling the dirt, the kid should get on top of it and eventually work his way up.
Yeah.
But, like, he puts, like, 5 scoops of dirt on him, and you just hear him go, no. By the time he would be done, it'd been sunrise. To fill a hole that big. Like, they can have a conversation while he's killing them. You know what I'm saying? And they appear to make it only be like it was a matter of moments or minutes, because then one of the other fucking Nazi kids goes to check on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets strung up on the flagpole by fishing wire, which would not happen. Not really special with that death. A lot of his kills are unrealistic, honestly.
Yeah.
So then it's 4th of July, and then, there's the, a parade going on, and the teacher, I don't even get the teacher's name, but he goes in to get the hatchet.
That they call an axe?
Yeah, it's not an axe, it's a fucking hatchet. Well, I guess if you gotta think about it, though, they're giving it to a kid to hold. First of all, why would you give a kid a hatchet?
Yeah.
A sharp hatchet.
I mean, I guess, like, a hatchet in a kid's hand would look like an axe. Well, Sam just happens to be in the classroom and puts the axe in the teacher's head, nonetheless.
Gives him the axe.
We have a horror icon in this movie. Well, not icon, but celebrity.
Yep, PJ Souls.
From
Halloween.
Yeah.
And oh shoot.
Carrie. Why am I drawing a blank?
Yes.
Wait. She was in something else too. She was in another John Carpenter movie.
Wait a minute. Who was she in Halloween?
See Anything You Like?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I figured.
No,
it was.
But she was in another John Carpenter movie though.
Totally.
I know she had a small part, I think, in the remake of Halloween.
Yeah, I think she played like a I think she played like a parent or something.
She plays like someone's. Oh, I don't got my phone on me. She played someone's parent. She's definitely in another John Carpenter movie, though. It's not Escape from LA or something. Maybe she's in The Fog. No, the one that plays Annie in Halloween, she's in The Fog. I've seen PJ Souls in a couple horror movies. All right, that and Animal House.
Alright, let's continue. Getting a little off topic.
Well, PJ Souls, her son got scarred by fireworks, and it, like, is physically scarred in a wheelchair and blind. What the fuck kind of firework causes those three things to happen? That honestly didn't dawn upon me. Like, I could see going blind or even, like, scarred, but the kid's paralyzed. So we get one of the Nazi teens that he starts singing the national anthem. He goes from like Nick Carter like Backstreet Boys singing to like just screaming it like deathcore, mm-hmm. hardcore.
Then he moons the audience.
The whole time I'm thinking is like, I kept quoting like Back to the Future, like, you might not like this, but your kids are gonna love it. Cause seriously, the way he was singing it is the way kids listen to music nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was better than Fergie and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
And Roseanne. What was the kid in the wheelchair? What was his name?
I didn't get a name. I'm calling him Billy though.
You know what the funny thing is? I think it is Billy.
Probably is Billy.
So
he seems like a Billy. Only a Billy would get scarred, blind, and handicapped with fucking firework
in the 90s.
Yeah.
So PJ Souls is like the worst fucking mother in this movie because her and her husband just leave their blind kid all alone at the parade or the carnival or whatever. Uncle Sam fucking comes up and starts caressing the kid's fucking face in front of everybody. Not one fucking person bats an eye. You just see this hand come in, and he's even yelling, "Who the fuck are you? What the fuck do you want?" Not one person gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no acknowledgement.
He starts saying some really creepy shit to Billy.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I am. You know you want me to do it.
But then right after that, he goes around, he's like shaking hands, like high-fiving little kids and shit. And then there's like a sack race going on, and then the third Nazi teens in a sack race just like knocking the fuck out of everybody. And you get that one dude, he's like overly fucking happy. Like, he's having the fucking time of his life. Like, Chariots of Fire is playing. Dun, 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 dun. Like, that scene from How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
That's what that scene reminded me of, when Jim Carrey was in The Grinch. And then, I don't even know what this character's name is. I keep calling him Nick Carter, because he had, like, the whole Nick Carter haircut.
Yeah.
And he falls down a fucking hill without breaking his neck.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of everything that goes on in this movie, this next scene, tell me if you agree with me, is very far-fetched. He's going through, like, the trees and shit, and he sees Uncle Sam standing there. Before Uncle Sam even gets out of fucking frame and the kid keeps hopping along, he pops up in another location.
Yeah, he, like, walks literally 5 feet, Uncle Sam. Another 5 feet. Uncle Sam's in front of him.
So imagine this kid's got the potato sack, right? He's hopping through the trees. Sees Uncle Sam, the dude in the Uncle Sam costume, standing there. He's like, "Hey, man, you know how to get back to the fucking race? Blah, blah, blah. Fucking. Okay, fuck you." And then he starts hopping away. And as he hops away, you go past like two trees. And then he's standing there again. But before we even get the other Sam out of frame, you got another one. That or he's a fucking teleporter, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he's an X-Men.
A jumper?
He's a jumper. God, that movie fucking sucked. Goddamn Hayden Christensen, man.
Yeah.
Well, this kid gets decapitated.
Yep, and one swoop, just...
Like, the only way you can get a horror movie is to make you feel good about people getting killed is you gotta kill Nazis, man.
Yeah.
That's the only way. I'm like, fuck yeah, man, he had it coming. What else? The mom's boyfriend dies. Because he was the one dressed up as Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite kill. Like,
Matt, go into detail about that kill, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, Uncle Sam, well, he ends up taking the gun from the gun range game that's going on at the carnival, and then... the mom ends up finding, what's his name? The boyfriend?
I just call him the boyfriend.
Yeah.
His name's irrelevant to me, man.
She finds the boyfriend on the parade float dressed as Abraham Lincoln with a gunshot wound to the head. It's...
Historically accurate.
Yeah, historically accurate.
No, wait, he got shot in the back of the head, I thought.
Yeah, he got a bullet hole.
In the back of the... Yo, but this guy had a bull in his temple.
I'm sorry. This movie... Now, we can't talk about this movie anymore because it's not accurate.
Yeah.
Come on. Me
and haircuts out of regulation.
Yeah. Me and Brandon were at a Halloween party one time, and our friend Katie and I forgot her husband's name.
Jason.
Is it Jason?
I'm almost certain.
If they're listening to this, and your name's not Jason, and it's like Justin, I'm sorry. I think it is Jason.
It is Jason.
They dressed up as Abraham Lincoln and married Todd Lincoln. And I told him, I'm like, dude, where's the bullet hole? You got to be accurate. Dude, I think he put one on.
Yeah, no, he went, oh, and he went into the bathroom and yeah. came back out.
That's epic.
Only I would have that fucked up sense of humor. Hey, either be accurate or not be accurate. There's no in between. The funny thing is, it's like her boyfriend just got killed.
And she's eating popcorn over the dead body. Yeah,
mm. She's sitting there just like eating popcorn.
Who would do this to him? And then so nice.
And then Jody comes up and she's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, fuck you. I should have fucking swallowed you. She's not fazed by her boyfriend dying at all. So then we get this one cop. I think his name's Mark Forrester in real life. Because I've seen it. He plays a cop in every fucking thing I've seen him in. He gets killed in probably the coolest way I've ever fucking seen. He gets tied up to like a firework display.
He wasn't a cop.
I thought he was a cop.
Wait, the dude that was tied up in the fireworks?
Yeah.
He was like a senator, I think.
Was he?
Yeah. First of all, let's just talk about this. After they find Abe's dead body, the mom's boyfriend, they go, should we keep this party going? And then the mayor's like, hell yeah.
Mayor from Jaws.
Yep.
So then, yeah, I don't know. Then they do the firework display. And then the visiting senator got tied up to the firework display. Then the aunt's boyfriend, or cop, whatever, boy toy, who's going up...
ran up the hill.
Yeah, ran up the hill to go try to save him, which I at that point, I'm like, fuck that.
This was a well-coordinated kill, though, because, first of all, this firework kill is actually A, clever, B, awesome.
Going out with a bang.
It kind of went slow. Because they kept cutting him, like, yelling.
A slow burn.
It was a... do you get it, listeners? But not only that, so you get him dying, and then the cop runs up the hill, the explosion goes off, then he comes rolling back down the hill, and then who's waiting at the bottom? Uncle Sam with the fucking American flag and impales his ass.
Torso. He got him in the torso.
Whatever. And the thing to know is that, like, it's funny, though, because, like, the cop is nailing Sam's wife.
Yeah.
He impaled him like he impaled her.
Oh.
They both got wood.
Ha! What else happened? You get your typical showdown at the house.
No, man. I just want to get this was funny. So, the blind kid's mom, like, passed out. The dad picks her up and goes, son, stay here. I'm going to take your mother to the car and I'll come back for you. Why everybody's freaking out running away.
They never came back, did they?
No, because Jody grabbed them.
Oh. And then they have a showdown.
Because when he grabs, when Jody grabs him, he's like, it's okay. He won't hurt us.
What? No, I think I stepped out of the... what happened to the mom and the aunt?
I don't know.
Well, the aunt... I don't know what happened to the aunt. Maybe she died.
I don't know.
Anyways, Sam shows up the house, and, like, Jody's just like, Chad, go get the cannon from the school. I don't know if they live right down the street, but Jed went there, got that cannon, and came back in 20 seconds.
And he left the cannonballs behind, but magically he has them when he arrives with the cannon.
And then when you... he pulls out to the house and fucking Billy's just sitting there. They put the blanket in a wheelchair, just out on the sidewalk, all by himself, and there's a killer on the loose. And I love it when Jody's like, I want to be like you. And Sam's like, I'm dead. Or is that... He's like, are you volunteering? And then the best part in this entire fucking movie. Isaac Hayes is like setting up the cannon and he's like, I can't shoot. Jody's in the way. And Billy's like, he'll move. Fire.
What did he lose his mind? He's like, fire it now.
no clue what's going on. Just fire. And he hit, and so cannonballs don't explode, right?
In real life, no.
All right, I got some for you. Do grenades explode like they do in movies in real life? No, they don't.
No.
Not really.
It's shrapnel flying off, not a huge fucking gasoline
really all,
explosion.
It's really all just shrapnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cannonball. It hit a wall. But somehow, front house of the house catches on fire.
It's just funny because, like, he shoots the cannon the first time, and it goes off in, like, 2 fucking seconds. Sam doesn't die, so he keeps walking towards Jody, who ran away. And then he goes to light it again, and it takes, like, 30 seconds to go off. But then when it hits Sam, dude, he goes fucking, like, 40 feet into the house. Blows up a little bit. Then the entire house blows up. Fucking Michael Bay should have directed this shit,
man.
Yeah. And then, it's the end of Sam. But for some reason, Jody decided to save his toys from the burning house just so he could burn them later in a trash can.
How about when Billy's just cheering, yeah, I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell. This is like one of those like straight up like this B films that like Svengoolie would show. Or you get on like,
oh, totally.
Elvira, you know?
Mm-hmm. Up there with like Troll 2 or something.
I wouldn't think this was made in the 90s, though. I always thought this movie was like at least like 88 or 89.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I remember like Value Video used to have the VHS there. I mean, honestly, though, the kills in this movie kind of make up for how shitty it is.
Yeah, it does. Definitely.
I kind of enjoyed watching it more this time around than I did when I first watched it. Because I remember like when I first got it, I was like, oh, man, I've been wanting to watch this movie. And I fucking hated it.
Well, that's the problem. You had high expectations. You got to keep them low. That way you're never disappointed.
Thank you, Otis Firefly.
That was Driftwood.
It's Firefly.
Oh.
It's Firefly family. Otis Driftwood is, that's another movie.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie. That's Josh's handle on Instagram. I actually just assumed it was Devil's Rejects.
See, now I gotta cut all this shit out.
Yeah.
Snip, snip.
Which means I actually have to go through and edit. We got a new theme song coming our way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's in the works.
Sweet.
So what would you guys rate this movie out of 5? Do, 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 do,
3, 2.5.
2.5 hatchets out of 5.
2.5.
I give it 3 miracles.
Really?
Yeah, really. Miracles.
3 miracles?
My nose, I just said miracles. Like I'm going, Nazis burn the American flag.
I give it 2.5 blind kids.
Oh, you win.
All right.
No, I give it good 2.5. Just because I thought he looked kind of cool. The idea of like a dude in Uncle Sam costume killing people.
And the makeup effects were kind of cool.
But that's really all I got to say about this movie. These early cheesy ones, you really can't
nitpick.
You can't nitpick because it is what it is. Nah. It's not made to be serious, but yeah. That is the 1996 classic.
Uncle Sam.
Signing
96?
Out. 96? Yeah, 96. I said this like 5 times.
I wasn't listening. I never listen.
All right. Well, that's kind of it for this episode, really. Kind of sucked. They did more of a play-by-play. I didn't want to do a play-by-play, but you kind of had to.
Yeah, because this was all about the kills. You had to kind of follow.
It's really
kills.
All about the kill count in this.
Maybe the next episode. We'll make sure the next episode we record after this. We don't do that.
All right. Well, we got to sign out of here because we got another episode to record.
Oh, and happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July.
Happy America Day.
America.
America.
Fuck yeah.
All right, signing out. I'm Eric.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Matt.
And you just listened to It Came From the Video Store.
Bum, bum, bum. Oh, I was going to go, bum, 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 bum.